Welcome to Short Take. Jens Kevin Georg, self-proclaimed director of Happy Sad Films, is a graduate of the Filmuniversität Konrad Wolf in Potsdam. He won a student Oscar in 2023 for his short film Kruste. Crust. With Crust, director and screenwriter Jens Kevin Georg and his team succeed in creating a visually powerful reinterpretation of great narrative force. We talk to Jens via video call for this interview. Hi, Jens.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Anxious, which I'm always. Relieved, which I'm very seldomly.
Okay.
And, yeah, hopeful.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Mostly wallowing in self-pity. Okay. And then working myself out of that.
Very good. Do you have a secret obsession?
Yes. I'm incredibly drawn to religious cults.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like I'm like, every time I pass some Scientology center, I feel mm-hmm. have the feeling that I just should join and give them the control over me. Mm. I think I would love that.
I'm not sure I agree with that. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be anything film related.
The thing is, I would say something film related, but I haven't been paid yet.
Ah, okay. So
please change that universe. Yes. And besides that, I very much romanticize working at McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah, because I liked the people I worked with. Mm. And yeah, it was a, like, in hindsight, a very teaching experience.
Okay. Great colleagues, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's, I think, the most important thing about any job, actually. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Brutal honesty. please don't sugarcoat me. I will fight back, but I need it.
Okay. What is your favorite food? It can be a dish or it can be a whole cuisine.
It's currently waiting for me. It's like a pasta dish I like to do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to eating that after that.
All right, then let's hurry on. If you weren't a director, what would you be?
I would be much richer than I am today.
Probably, yes. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Overcome my self-doubts.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? Maybe also as an audience member, something that you watched that you really loved.
It was when I watched Come On, Come On in the cinema. Mm. And the guy next to me was constantly touching his face. And I was getting so distracted by that until I found out that he was crying the whole time.
Ooh.
And then the movie made me cry myself. And so I was touching myself with him together.
Okay.
And we didn't touch each other's faces, but that would have been nice as well, I think. Just like putting away the tears of each other.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The last book I finished was Clara and the Sun by Kazuo Ishiguro. Mm-hmm. And I'm currently reading Galapagos by Kurt Vonnegut.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Billy Pilgrim, once again from Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five, because he took away a bit of my fear of dying.
Okay. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
Yeah, I'm very interested in watching Alison Kuhn's first feature because we started studying together, and I'm very proud of her.
Which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend a listener to watch out for?
Watch out for Philipp Kappel, the main actor of our short film Crust. He's 16. He has a mustache now. And yeah, he has drive. And I think that's very important besides his talent.
Yeah.
He loves filmmaking, and I'm very proud that he's developing the way he's doing right now.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
That I don't give up, even when I feel like it, very much so, and that I'm able to learn and grow.
What do you dislike about yourself?
My receding hairline.
That's not true. I can vouch for that. That's imaginary.
I'm very good at covering up my receding hairline. But my receding hairline and my imposter syndrome.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but everybody has that. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I should go visit my grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should, actually. Yeah. And which random thing makes you happy?
Watching the Philadelphia Eagles win. It's my favorite American football team, and I just love the feeling of giving the responsibility of my happiness to 53 men, and they should just deal with that. Yeah, and they've been doing good so far this season. Yeah.
And plus, I mean, they're getting paid much, much more than you do, so they can deal with the pressure, I think, or they should be able to.
Exactly.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
So it's in German, and it's by the very profound philosopher and sportsman Oliver Kahn. Weiter, immer weiter.
Okay.
Just keep going. Things will change probably most of the time, and just keep going.
All right, Oli Kahn, who would have thought? And we're already at the last question, which, I don't know, might be tricky, might not be tricky at all. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
So I have a proposal to make.
Yes.
For Michael Cera. When you gain a lot of weight, you will get an Oscar nomination. And you Michael Cera is such a skinny dude. And that's true. Think that would be his moment. He could show the world that he's able to gain a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. People love that.
True.
And then he can play me. But I'm not as curly as he is, which I'm very jealous of. So that's maybe also a plus for him.
Yes. But I think he, despite his curls, I think he might be able to pull it off.
I think so too.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jens. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.